8:10 in the morning, and time for our regular 8:10 feature, the Athlete of the Week, being brought to you by Lunaway Intermediate School District, recognizing excellence in competition and the determination student-athletes require to succeed both in and out of the classroom. And it's my pleasure to introduce our Athlete of the Week from Adrian High School Soccer. Let's welcome Joey Spagnoli. Welcome inside the cave.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Wow, 6 goals in one game. That's a new school record. Wow, that's quite an accomplishment.
Thank you.
So were you really tired after that game?
I was definitely feeling it the next day, that's for sure.
Awesome.
So tell us, was this an easy game for you, or was this tough?
I wouldn't say for me necessarily, but as a team, it was good. We all were together. All 6 of my goals were assisted by my fellow captain, Brady Hannis, so, I obviously couldn't do it without him, so.
That's right. Well, there's no I in team, so it's everybody working toward victory. As far as your season record goes right now, I know it's early in the season. What's your record so far?
As a team, I think we're 6-4.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. Pretty good, but we're looking to improve that.
So how long have you been playing soccer?
Oh, I've been playing soccer my entire life.
Really? Cool.
Well, last week we had our athletes started at 3 years old, I think.
Yes. Yes. That's.
So you've had a soccer ball around the house for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's really easy when you have older siblings that play, too, so.
And tell us about your older siblings. Are they at the high school, or are they graduated?
Yeah, all my older siblings are graduated from college now point. But all of them at some point in their high school career played soccer, so I always loved going to the games and watching. So,
you're a senior?
Yeah.
So, any prospect of playing soccer at the next level?
Yeah, I definitely want to play at the next level. The recruiting process is not something I'm too familiar with, so I definitely got to work on that. But that is my goal.
So, how long have you been playing with Hannish?
Forever. I mean,
forever.
We grew up together, and yeah, he had an older brother that played with my older brother, so I've always known him. So
you guys are kind of like tied at the hip out there on the field. It's like you guys must know each other's moves pretty well at this point.
Yeah, definitely. That definitely gives us a competitive advantage. We are like we're good friends. So.
So I mean, like out on the field. I mean, you guys can maybe just give yourselves each a little head signal, and you know what, because are there set plays that you guys try to run depending on where you're at on the field?
Oh, yeah, like depending on if we have like a throw-in down by the other team's goal, like usually he does a throw-in and I'll give him some kind of signal so he knows where I'm going and then he'll play me the ball there. Or if we have a free kick, I'm usually somewhere and he's looking for me for my signal there. So, yeah, I mean, that is how it is.
It is how it works out.
So the SEC White Division, pretty tough this year as far as the other teams are concerned.
Yeah, we suffered a tough loss yesterday, so.
Mm-hmm.
But
you had 2 goals in that game, though, right?
Yeah. Excuse me, that was not yesterday. 2 days ago.
So how many goals do you have so far in this season?
I have not been keeping track, so I'm sure somebody is, but.
Oh, okay. We could just.
I'm sure the coach is.
Yeah, he is.
So, have you always been a goal scorer, or have you had to be at one time a setup man? How does that work?
Well, I actually, when I was just becoming a teenager or like 10, 12, I was actually a goalie, but the goals were much smaller then, so I was able to cover the whole goal. But the goals got bigger, and I did not, so I had to change positions. So.
Oh, so you used to be a goalie, and now you're a scorer. Nice.
Yeah.
So When you guys are working out there in the field, do you have like a favorite play that you like to try and run that's been kind of working well for you during your career?
Yeah, it's actually one of our throw-in plays, and I'll run towards the goal, and Brady will throw it over the two or so defenders on me, and usually he throws it perfectly right over them, and I have a one-on-one with the goalie. So,
okay, so do you like one-on-one matchups between you and a defender? You usually can get your way?
Yeah, usually. I think I'm pretty decently fast, so there's not a whole lot of defenders that can catch me, so usually it works in my favor.
Okay, so tell me, how good is your head?
My head?
Yeah, I mean...
A lot of concussions for...
No, I'm talking about headers. Goals. Yeah, headers.
I know.
Goal scoring.
I mean, it's pretty good. I can't say I'm usually the one that... scores the headers. Obviously, I did in the game that I scored 6, but I'm usually the one that plays the cross for somebody's header. But I do have to receive the goal kicks, and I usually try and head those to a teammate with a defender on me. So it's pretty good. I mean, I definitely could use some work. But
now, a lot of athletes of the week that we talk to, they're multiple sport participants. Do you play other sports?
I've done wrestling for the last 3 years, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
Does that help with soccer, though?
Oh, yeah, definitely with, like, the footwork and being
okay.
Fast.
Yeah.
You got to have good feet in wrestling, and that helps me directly in soccer. So,
tell our listeners, you know, what a typical practice would be for your soccer team.
A typical practice, we spend, you know, 10-15 minutes doing a dynamic warm-up, and then we split up into a couple of groups and do rondo, which is kind of just like keep away.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, we're usually working on possession, and then, you know, if coach saw something in the game where we're having situations that weren't working for us, you know, we practice those situations, and then, you know, if we have a lot of time, we'll play a game and then scrimmage at the end.
Okay, well, that's great. We have to take a break here, but we will be back with our Athlete of the Week, Joey Spagnoli, right after this message from the Lenawee Intermediate School District.
Careers in Motion is a free family event on Saturday, September 9th from 11 to 3 in the LISD Tech Center parking lot. Families of all ages are invited to join us to explore careers associated with the vehicles that build, protect, and serve our community, including emergency response, construction, agriculture, armed services, food trucks, and more. Families can get a close-up look at these vehicles while learning about career pathways and open positions from participating employers. Learn more at LISDTechCenter.com.
All right, you're back inside the cave with our Athlete of the Week, Joy Spagnoli from Adrian High School Soccer, and we were just talking off air that this is pretty much 12-month, you know, playing soccer. You can go with club teams, and you were talking about a club team that you were playing with.
Yeah, I just recently joined Liverpool Football Club in Ann Arbor. So once this season gets over, we have a tournament out on the East Coast, and then it's in the winter we do futsal indoors and until it gets to the spring. So.
Wow, that's great. Explain to us what the difference in competition is from, say, playing in Adrian High School and then playing for the club sport.
It's definitely a big difference. I mean, if you are playing for a club, you know, they say that if you're playing for a club, you know, your goal is to play in college. So all the guys are out there, you know, have been playing their entire life, have had good coaching their entire life, and work hard, you know, like they want. Mm-hmm. They want to play.
That's great.
So, Joey, Liverpool, that's a famous soccer name. It's kind of interesting that they took that name for the club.
Yeah, I think it is affiliated in some ways with Liverpool and across the pond.
So,
yeah.
Oh, cool. And do any of your teammates play on the Liverpool team? Or?
No, I don't. No, not any of my teammates, but we have played other teams that have Liverpool players on them. So,
So you're familiar with those players on those teams a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, great. Well, we want to congratulate you, Joey, for being our Lenawee Intermediate School District Athlete of the Week. Continue to inspire the community through motivated, dedicated, and determined hard work. The LISD, empowering learners and creating opportunities for success. And we wish you the best success in the rest of the school year as far as soccer is concerned.
Yeah, thank you for having me.